Here, today's daf is daf Zayin, and we're holding on daf Vav Amid Beis in the Mishnah with Sabir Jass's brilliant introduction this morning from the top of the mountain. Supposing that everybody thought that Adar was Adar, and all of a sudden it turns out after they read the Megillah, they decide that it's important that we should be Ma'abra the Shana. And there are reasons, as we saw, to be Ma'abra Shana that have to do with agricultural issues, practical issues, and so on. So wasn't decided before then, and we know that we can be Ma'abra the Shana until the end of Adar. So over here, they really messed everybody up. Everybody kept Purim already. The whole thing is over. All of a sudden, it turns out that it wasn't Adar Sheni. It was Adar Rishon. So what do we do? Korin Ota Adar Sheni. You have to reread the Megillah in Adar Sheni. Ein Bein Adar Rishon Adar Sheni, Ela Kriyat HaMegillah Matanot Levyonim. There are no other differences besides the Kriyas HaMegillah and also Mataras HaVyonah, which goes hand in hand, as we saw Eneim Shel Aniyim and Nesuot HaMikra Megillah. So those two things would have to be repeated. Mashmah that nothing else has to be repeated. It's big machlokas in about the Inyanim of Seuda is Purim and Mishloach Monais, not Tainis Esther, but we'll discuss these issues. Says the Gemara, okay, but the Mishnah rather conspicuously leaves out the other important din that has to do with Chodesh Adar. I'm going to say these are all Purim issues, but how about the Seder Parshiot? We know that Adar is Miyuchad, is an entire month, because it has a din of the Arba Parshiot. And over here, it doesn't say a word about what to do for the Arba Parshiot. Which is really weird, because in the Arba Parshiot, the partially Nogea Rosh Chodesh Nisan specifically, if it's Adar Rishon, now it turns out I read Parshas HaChodesh when it wasn't Parshas HaChodesh. I don't have to reread it. The problem is that doesn't have any backing from any Mandiomar, because we have three different shitas, as we'll see. In the dinim of the relationship of Adar Sheni and Adar Rishon. So, Moni Masnissin, who then is the author of our Mishnah? The question over here, Bichlal, is a very important rush, and it's clear from the Tosfos here on top that he holds the same thing. That if you have a Kavua calendar, then Adar Rishon is, for all intents and purposes, Shvat. So there's no such thing as an Adar Rishon that should have the dinim of Purim Tain as the Rosh, or any of these dinim. The entire sugya is talking about that when you were doing the mitzvahs, it was still Adar, the only Adar. Now, all of a sudden, retroactively, we're turning what you did into not that. That already is a halacha that when I did it, Adar is Adar, so I did it Kitzurasa. But if I have a calendar that's Kavua, or in a case where they were Ma'abra, the Shana in advance. So now I know, this is not the Adar that was Kavua for the mitzvah. So there would be no question at all, time is the Rosh, about this whole issue over here. Certainly the Arba Parshios. Tosfos also, it's not clear, Tosfos says over here the same thing, but he says it only in terms of the Arba Parshios. The Rosh makes it clear that it's across the board. So that Benogea Kriyas HaMegillah, not only Benogea the Arba Parshios. But in any event, we have three shitot. Who are the three shitot? Moni Masnisi. Lo Tanakama. Velo Reb Eliezer Reb Yosi. Velo Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The three shitot that we know of in the Braita are the Tanakama, Reb Eliezer Reb Yosi, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, the Tanya. Kor Uta Megillah Ba'adar Rishon V'Nitabra Hashana. If the year becomes Uberet after the Kriyat HaMegillah, Korino Tabadar Sheni, Shekol Mitzvot Shenagot B'Sheni Nagot B'Rishon Chutz V'Mikra HaMegillah. Now this doesn't sound like our Mishnah, because it doesn't mention Matanot Levyonim. It says all of the mitzvahs, which imply Matanot Levyonim as well. Our Mishnah is almost like the Shita, but it says here, Ela Kriyata Begina Matanot Levyonim, Mashmah, that we're not straight out the Shita of the Tanakhama. Rebbe Elezer, Rebbe Yossi Omer, he's for sure not the Mishnah, because he says, Ein Korino Tabad Hashemi, that there is no Mikra Megillah Nada Sheni if you already read the Megillah Nada Rishon. Shekol Mitzvot Shenagot B'Sheni Nagot B'Rishon, all of the mitzvahs, without exception, including Mikra Megillah, a Noeg Bad Arishon. Now, actually, it's going to turn out, and the Ritva points out that clearly the Gemara, even though the Gemara sounds like it's saying you could be Yotzei Bad Arishon, actually, it's going to turn out that he holds that you're not Yotzei Bad Arishon, you're only Yotzei Bad Arishon. So he Bechlal is the opposite extreme. Why does he say it in this fashion? That you call a mitzvah shenoagot b'sheni, noagot b'rishon, which is mashem neikra, didn't noagot b'sheni. So the Ritva explains that all he's saying is the mitzvahs that according to you, you're saying, you should call a mitzvah. I'm relating to what you're saying. You're saying call a mitzvah that were noagot b'rishon. I'm saying all those mitzvahs that you're talking about are noagot b'rishon. But that's the ikras man, adarabi, you won't be yotze b'sheni, as we'll see in the Gemara later.
Meaning, shekol no mitzvahs noagot b'sheni, ain't noagot b'sheni.
Exactly. Whatever you're saying is Noeg B'Sheni is actually Noeg B'Rishon. Yeah. So obviously the Mishnah is not like Reb Elazar Reb Yosef, it's the opposite extreme. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Eimer Mishum Reb Yosef that Av Kor Inota Ba'adar HaSheni, that no, we do read it actually not HaSheni, Shekol Mitzvot Shenoagot B'Sheni Ein Noeagot B'Rishon. Ooh, there's a whole other way of looking at it. None of the mitzvahs that are Noagos B'Sheni would be Noeg B'Sheni B'Rishon. That's also not like our Mishnah. We're going to go through each one step by step. On the surface, it looks like saying the same thing as the Tanakam. Shoving the Hesped of a Ta'anit, Shasur B'Zeh B'Zeh. Everybody agrees over here when it comes to Hesped and Ta'anit that actually the 14th and the 15th of both months are, in fact, Osir, else the normal Dinim of Megillat Ta'anit, that there are also B'Ta'anit to B'Hesped. Now, asks the Gemara, but isn't Reb Shimon Gamliel saying the exact same thing? Is it Tanakama? All he's saying is that Avkorino Tarba Adar Hasheni, because you're not Yotzei B'Rishon. That's exactly what the Mishnah is. The Tanakama said. Omer of Papa, no, that's the point. The difference between them is Seder Parashas, it could be Nayim. He's saying Kol Mitzvot. Do you notice that word? Kol Mitzvot Shenogot. B'Sheni ain't no good B'Rishon. Okay, so that's the Nafkamina. The Tanakama holds that you'd be Yotzi even the Arba Parshas. In other words, you should have read the Arba Parshas B'Sheni. You didn't know that there was a Sheni. Okay, so you read B'Rishon. See, Ovid B'Rishon, Ovid, you'd be Yotzi. Except when it comes to Mikra Megillah. Mikra Megillah, you won't be Yotzi even if you read it B'Rishon. The Alpha Gav, the Kor B'Rishon, you still have to go ahead and Kor B'Sheni. Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yossi, of course, holds the exact opposite. He holds Afilu Mikra Megillah is a Chathila Berisha. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Sofa, Afilu Seder Parshas, I Kora Berisha and Kora B'Sheni. So that even if you had read now the Arba Parshas, you'll have to reread it now. So now that means that none of those Shitas are our Mishnah.
What about, like,
for sure, then.
It's not a Nafkamina.
It may well be. There's a big machlokas we show him when we say Matanei Slavyanin, whether the meaning of yours to include also the other mitzvahs or not. Well, let's wait on that. So, Itanakama. So, who's the Mishnah? Tell me, Tanakama. Tanakama didn't mention a word about Matanei Slavyanin. It said the only Nafkamina. You say every mitzvah about a Rishon. The only thing you're not Yotze is Mikra Megillah. Our Mishnah says Beferish. No. Not only Mikra Megillah. You also have to go back and give Matanis Levyanim again. Say, how could it be the Tanakama? Reb Shimon ben Gamliel? It also can't be. I mean, it can't be Reb Elazar, Reb Yosef. That's some crazy cash. I mean, Mikra Megillah. I mean, he holds that even the Mikra Megillah, you're Yotze Dafka Berisha. It's for sure not him. If it's Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, since we just showed that the entire distinction between Reb Shimon ben Gamliel and the Tanakama is Seder Parshios. The Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is adding Kol Mitzvahs are not Noyeg, meaning I'd have to reread the Arba Parshios. Our Mishnah is saying B'davka not like that. You don't have to reread the Arba Parshios. So now the Mishnah is not going according to anybody. So therefore, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel kashes Seder Parshios. Says the Gemara, well, maybe you're being too medayik in the Tanakama. I mean, now we could learn the Mishnah is really the Tanakama. Why doesn't he mention Matanis Levyonim? Because we already said that Matanis Levyonim are by definition linked to Mikra Megillah. That's why we were saying that Afapi She'amru Magdimin. That was the whole question. It should be Afapi Hayil V'amru. But however one reads it, it's definitely saying that whatever halakas don't apply to a Hagdama over there, certainly Matanis Levyonim do. Why? Because Aniyim Inayim Shel Aniyim. So the Tanakhama maybe took that for granted when he said Mikra Megillah. Now, obviously, you have to give Matanis of Yainab if you're going to be reading the Megillah that day. That's a given. But it's not part of the kvius of the mitzvah vis-a-vis Ador, because that mitzvah is kavua alpi the Megillah. That's the point. So the other mitzvahs which are kavua in terms of the date of Adar, so inochidami, over there you have to discuss, so what's the din? Hadarishan Adarshani. But a mitzvah that by definition is kavua alpi Mikra Megillah, we don't have to talk about that in terms of Adar. If I tell you when Mikra Megillah is, I'm telling you when Matanis of Yoinim are. Therefore I don't have to mention Matanis of Yoinim and say chutz. It's more than I don't have to. It would be ridiculous to. Because it's misleading. It makes it sound like the Dinah Matanis of Yonim is separately linked to a date in Adar. If you, it could be that's even the machlokus and how to express it. You understand? In other words, is there bets and makvias of a date for Matanis of Yonim, except we change that date because Enayim Shal Aniyim? Or the Bechlani were never kaveya a time for Matanis of Yonim because it's part of Mikra Megillah. But certainly the Mishnah could be going in terms of what the halacha is. Certainly could be going like the Tanakham. Because it's all about Talia. You know what? I can tell you another pshat also. Maybe being too medayik in the Mishnah. Maybe really by Zema Le'olam, Rib Shimon ben Gamliel. And really the Mishnah would have said, Chutz mi Mikra Megillah, Matanis Lav Yainim, and also the Arba Parshas. We'd have to say then that the Mishnah was Chisur Mechasra. The Mishnah, although it pretends to be talking about the differences of Ador Rishon, Ador Sheni may not be talking about Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni. Maybe talking about the dinim of Yom Arba'asar Shabbat Rishon and Yom Arba'asar. In other words, what it's really saying, there's no difference between Purim in Ador Rishon and Purim in Ador Sheni other than, it's not saying Bechlal Chodesh Adar has this halacha, and these are the only nafkaminis between the entire Chodesh Adar. Could be that there's more. Richie, my boy, I got this for you because I wanted. Well, you weren't there. I didn't know. I don't know if you like. If you don't like it, I'll leave it here for the Daf Yomi. It's the Ma'orot. It's the Ma'orot Gemara. I thought you liked, but we can leave it. There's always people who need an extra Gemara. So the Ma'orot has a very sweet. Presentation of the, we didn't get there yet, of the Agaritas, like opens up the Megillah Esther, goes up to the Agaritas. I don't know, that's what they advertise. I didn't look at it. It sounded nice. I ordered it. So, good. In any event, it could be then that the Mishnah is Bechusar, we should read it, that it's actually saying, Ein Bein Arba'asar Shabbat HaRishon, Arba'asar Shabbat HaSheni, Yela Mikra Megillah Matanot. As far as Hesped, Vitanis, Zevizashavin, and we're not talking about Seder Parshas, because Seder Parshas is part of the month, it's not part of the dinner of the Purim. What do I have to talk about Seder? I'm only talking about Yudalad and Tedvav. Omer Pievarovin, Omer Yochanan, Hilchata, Kirab Shimon Megam Leon, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yossi, that's how we pass it. The truth is, as Rabbi Yochanan, Shnei Mikra Echadosh. The Chalokas over here, whether we look at Ador Rishon or Ador Sheni as the Ikar Takana, is based on an analysis of the Pasuk B'chol Shana V'Shana. We know that it says, Leotosim, we darshan before the Kol Shana V'Shana, in a lot of ways, we were talking about what to do in situations where you may end up having a change, forcing a change, because of Shabbos. So then the question we talked about, does that imply that the Ayarot always read before the Mukafim? Does it imply always that they're on different days? Does it imply that it's always on Yudal? And it's on that, one of the Shitas that we had. Here, the question is that B'chol Shana V'Shana clearly has applications to the structure of a year. So it says, Et Yom Arba'asar L'Chodesh Adar V'et Yom Chamishasar Bo B'chol Shana V'Shana, meaning what? Says Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, B'chol Shana V'Shana, meaning B'chol Shana V'Shana, Adar is defined as the month that follows Shvat. Last I heard, I mean, so it's Adar HaSamuch L'Shvat. Afkan Adar HaSamuch L'Shvat. Shem Gamliel says, well, I mean, the way I look at it is because Shana V'Shana, every year Adar always comes up before Nisan. I mean, well, so maybe it means the Adar is before Nisan, no? Now, obviously, there's something that's underlying the assumptions. So I said, what's that? The Bishop of Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, understand. It's very reasonable, actually, what he's saying. We have bichlal a rule. Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvot. You have an opportunity now to perform a mitzvah. You do that mitzvah, the first available opportunity. If the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah linked the Inyanim of Purim to Chodesh Adar, and you have a way to interpret a pasuk that allows you to be Isaac in the mitzvah first, so then undoubtedly, unless you're told otherwise, that's the whole point of the pasuk. Don't make the mistake of thinking you should put off Purim. No, the Chol Shana V'Shana, treat it the way you did any other year. Just like every other year after Shvat you kept Purim, so too here after Shvat you keep Purim. That's reasonable. I mean, why would Reb Shimon Gamliel argue and say that, no, Adarabba, you should keep Purim later in the year? What would be the point of putting it off? Reb Tavi, time to Reb Shimon Gamliel, is because he holds Bitzara Svara, Misma Gula Lagula Adiv. If Chazal are coming to be Koveya, a din in Purim, as it relates to the month of the year, Bechor Shana V'Shana, it's not reasonable that the nature of the Takon and the Megillah is to teach you a halacha of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs. I mean, this has nothing to do with Purim. Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvahs is a general rule. If you're going to learn that as a Sforah, so learn that as a Sforah. I'm going to come to address it. Adarabba makes more sense to say that the whole point over here is that they view the nature of the Gula from Bavel and Modai to be similar to Gula's Mitzrayim, and that therefore Purim relates fundamentally to Pesach, and we should try to be Koveya a Gula that is similar to another Gula. So we go from one Tikkun into the other. Okay, so if that's the case, then the whole point of B'chol Shana V'Shana is to keep it next to Nisan the way you always do in a normal year. Reb Elazar says, look, obviously, Kol Shana V'Shana, I mean, you're able to learn however you want to, depending on your Svara. I mean, you should find a mocker in the Megillah that says Bedavka, that it means Adar Sheni. Bring your post, it means Bedavka. Time to Reb Shimon Gamliel is Be'acha. Tichtiv Lekayem et Igeret HaPurim Hazot HaShenit. What's Pshat HaShenit? Now, the Pshat is that if you have a Chodesh that's Mu'uber, a Shana that's Mu'uber, I mean, HaShenit. The way to look at it is to keep it in the second. So what's the point then of saying a Kol Shana V'Shana? Yitzchuk Nechtav HaShenit. Yitzchuk Nechtav Kol Shana V'Shana. Because, look, if we just say Kol Shana V'Shana, so then we're stuck again with why not understand B'chol Shana V'Shana to be Samech L'Shvat because of Ein Ma'avir and Ala Mitzvos. So therefore, Kamashman HaShenit. On the other hand, let's say we just say HaShenit. So maybe HaShenit means literally the second one. HaShenit, meaning there should be a first one. The first one means you keep Purim twice. Not a bad idea. So you have Purim on Adar Rishon, Purim on Adar Sheni. So then I would have thought, Hava Mina B'tchila. That's not, here we had a case, B'diavad. Hey, B'diavad, you read it in the first week. No, actually, B'tchila, B'rishon and B'sheni, because it's B'shenit. Kamashman B'choshana B'shana. That for sure it doesn't mean. It's supposed to be like every year. So you have Purim in Adar. Okay, which Adar? Hasheni. But if I hadn't said B'choshana B'shana, how would I know that it means exclusively? Hasheni. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi. So wait a second. So then it comes out. It's a very good point. This is Hashemit. I mean, according to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yossi, he says, Bedavka, you're not Yotzi in Hashemit. That was the whole point. So you're not Yotzi in Hashemit, so what does it do with the Pasuk Hashemit? My Ovid line. No, he says, Hashemit doesn't have anything to do with Adar, please. It has to do with the Takona. The Maisa Shoya Kachoya, like Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda points out. The Omer Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yehuda, there were two different stages in the Takona. The people themselves that had seen the full extent of the Nais right away. Those are the people living in Shushan. So it says the people in Shushan knew. They were aware of what was going on. They saw, they understood originally that there was a danger for the forthcoming, 11 months later, they understood the danger, and they're over there, they were Mispala, they understood the whole Maisa. So that over there, they were Koveya indeed in Shushan, a tremendous Nais. They saw them in Ahafahu and so on. That everything was given over to Mordechai and to Esther. So they were Koveya in Shusha. It was only the next year, Hashenit, after they had a chance to be Misyashiv in it, that they determined that it's Kedai to make this a Yontif for Klal Yisrael. So the Shenit was the Vesof B'chol Olam Kulo. And there it says, it's called Teikef, and it was a extremely powerful takona, the Kayemet, the Geret HaPurim HaZot, we're rescinding it, and we're telling you we want to be Koveya as Yontif. That's a major thing. Like this, people who themselves were involved in a particular mesa, there's always an Indian. I mean, communities all over, even Adayom, are koveya things especially for that community. Understand? To say that there was a keach in Besdin, that Klal Yisrael was bekabel from a Besdin, that they should now do something completely new, because they had new yontif for all of Klal Yisrael, was unbelievable. That wasn't something that happened instantaneously that first year. So by the time the second year rolled around, it was already a kviyas of Purim l'doreis. That was a whole new thing, and that required a whole new shlichus that Mordechai and Esther had to send around with the tikkunim that they made in the Megillah, and the difference between the yontif and the not the yontif, as we saw earlier, were tremendously important analyses that were going on, and arguments that were going on, and the Ratzila Rovecha, that everybody was makabel. Oh, okay. Now they ended up accepting it in this fashion. Omer of Shmuel Bar Yehuda. Sholchalem Esther L'Chachamim. So the way, if you want to take a look at the political undercurrents, Esther wrote to the Chachamim. Look, you saw there's a nace, the Kaveh of the nace.
Wouldn't the B'chol Shana V'Shana itself imply that it's after the Shushan, in other words, after the happening in Shushan? I mean, Kol Shana V'Shana, I mean, it only happened in Shushan, and then there's Kol Shana V'Shana.
So no, people in Shushan would do it every year.
So long as they're in Shushan.
Yeah, like they had in Europe. There were many cities that had their special days where there was a base at Solomon, and they were kaveh. That was the whole. It's very interesting. I mean, that was the whole issue of Yom Yerushalayim. Is this a nace that people in general should keep Yom Yerushalayim as a Yom Simcha, or is it for people in Yerushalayim? Rabbi Chaim Shulevitz used to keep Yom Yerushalayim. We were besakana. And we were saved. Yom Yerushalayim, the mirror was right there. The mirror was being shelled. I mean, so, well, for us, for sure, it's a nace. I can't tell you that everybody should say Hallel on Yom Yerushalayim, but we Zichra should keep it. So there's two different things. That's exactly the reaction then. Who are these upstarts trying to start a new holiday? Purim. Okay, we'll keep it here, you know. I mean, we saw the nace, but because they had the dairy, it's a whole different thing.
But Haman wanted to kill the Jews everywhere.
That's true, but the vision of the nace required the Igeret Purim, right? Not everybody knew it was going. They knew there was something that was going on. That there was obviously the Jews were in danger. The Goyim were getting uppity, and something must have been going on back in the capital because all of a sudden they're starting to act nice to the Jews. And this happened. This whole incredible story to see in front of your eyes. I mean, yeah, you go out, and one day Haman's there, and the next day Mordechai is there, and they got the Israeli flag over Haman's house. And I said, over there, of course, it was a completely different thing.
The action.
Imagine.
The action.
The action, that's right. All the action was in Shushan. So, I mean, as we said, that the Yer Shushan was an Avelis, that specifically was the Yer Shushan. Here's Shushan of Ocha, but the Jews all over
there. There was a war where the Jews killed them.
Yes, there was. Fine, you get your orders, you do your jobs. But you know, the guy out there in the field, he doesn't know all of what's going on behind the scenes. Okay, you're telling me you're sending me a Megillah. I hear it's a great thing, so you guys should keep me on that for sure. I mean, you saw all of this happening. I mean, to us, it's a story already. It's a storybook. It's not an event.
By the time anybody
for you, it was an event.
By the time anybody else heard it was over.
Right, exactly. They only knew the immediate thing. To be koveya something, you have to have a sense of its placement in history. We had no sense of its placement. We had a problem. Nitzel from the problem, fine. Over there, you see that it was an unbelievable, the whole year and the dealings before, and the mice with Vashti. The whole thing takes a long time to get in your mind clearly how long this thing was planned. I mean, you go back already, you read the Megillah, you understand that it comes back to Shaul HaMelech, it goes back to the original mice with HaMelech. It's a major issue. And that, in fact, is what Esther was the one who raised all of those issues, that it should be made, in fact, public. We should know all of the inyonim nistorim that were going on in Purim should be made public for Klal Yisrael, and therefore we should be kaveyat. So it says Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda that indeed Shochel HaMester L'Chachomi Kvoni L'Dairis. This is a very important event. It's not a local event, a parochial event. This has to be something that is permanent and that people should know. Shalchu lots, they sent back there. You know, I mean, it's you can't do things like that. Kinat morerat aleinu. You're going to get the goyim lebein haumot. You're going to get the goyim really upset. Like this, they figure, okay, it's castle politics. All of a sudden, they read this story. What do you mean? It's a whole Jewish conspiracy. Exactly. They're controlling the media. They're controlling the palace. They got the whole old story again. And this can turn into a disaster. We can't do things like that. I mean, we have to be Shemron Klal Yisrael. That's why it says in the Megillah, that strange pasuk about Elohim K'tuvim, who cares? Why does it say that? Because that was part of the Kfiyas. She had to explain to Chachomim, there's nothing new that you're doing. Believe me, they know every last bit of it. And they already put it in the history books. If they're looking for conspiracies, they'll find conspiracies. So they've already been macabre. That's not the problem. Let's talk about Klal Yisrael, not the Goyim. So she writes to them, K'tuva ni'al divrei hayamim l'malchei madai v'paras. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochanan, and Rav Chaviva Masa, oops, by the way, may not be exactly like that, because Bekula Seder Moed, all through Seder Moed, wherever you have that particular Chabura, it's actually a mistake. That Chabura was a Shas Chabura. It came to Moed. Actually, there are those who say that Rav Yochanan was not Mishtatev with that Chabura during Moed. Actually, it was Rav Yenison who was Mishtatev. So don't quote it. They're used to thinking of that Chabura, because everybody remembers it was that Chabura. They say it over. But if it's in Seder Moed, it's a mistake. You're mixing up Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yonatan. So Chilufi Rabbi Yochanan Ma'ayel Rabbi Yonatan. They take out Rabbi Yochanan and reinsert Rabbi Yonatan. Anyway, can we get back to the story? So Sholchalam Esther L'Chachomim. So what Esther did is she writes the letter like this. Kitvuni L'Dorot. It's not enough to be Kaveyami L'Dorot. I want it to be part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. Oh boy, I mean, she's got her eyes really set. This girl knows her place. and this is the most tzanua in the world, you understand? Amazing. So as the Gemara says, that's what happened. Women get up and they have two neviyas that are, one of them is called a chulda and one of them is called a bee. And we don't say that about Esther, right? So we'll see later in the Gemara. Esther, the whole thing was mitam tzniyas. But she writes, I want it to be part of the Kisvei HaKodesh. Shochulah, they said, listen, Shlomo Melech already wrote in Mishlei, Halo katavti lach shilishim. Okay, the Pashta says that he himself wanted to be Koveya Morsvarim. He had written Shir HaShirim and Mishlei and Kohelet. And he was given over Baruch HaKodesh. You could only have, you can't be Mosiv. You have three you had Rishos, four you have more. In which case, this is the Pashta of the Pasuk, some of the Rishonim indeed learn that the diak in the pasuk that we're bringing now is that if you don't have a beferish of mokar that you can add to the Sifrei HaKodesh, Shlomo HaMelech couldn't add, so what are you coming along to add? Okay, Tavtalak Shilishim means that there was a hakpada, you can't do more. This is what you have a right to. So yeah, we're not better than Shlomo. But others learn that it means a remez directly to this event. Aloka Tavtalak Shilishim, Shilishim Velo Reveim, that the Shilishim Velo Reveim is a reference to Amalek. We have three events of Amalek in history that are written. So we have the story that is written in Shmos, or at least three times Biksuvim. It's the same event. So we have Shmos, we have in Dvarim, and then we have the separate event in Sefer Shmuel, the whole story of Shol. And that's three. How do you get four? Achamatz ulo mikra katuv b'Torah, until they found now a mocker in the Torah that they would have a right to another Kisvei HaKodesh. It should say Matzulah, some have the Girsa, because they were looking for an opening for Esther. Matzulah is for the actual Megillah. So what was the Pasuk? K'tav Zod Zikaron B'Sefer. We find in the original Ma'is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, K'tav Zod Zikaron B'Sefer V'Sim Bosnei Yoshua. There it's referring to Mechias HaMolek, Yimachon Chazek HaMolek. So what's the Ketov Zot Zikaron B'Sefer? So Zot is what we're writing right here. This Mashe Katuv Kan. And we also have, of course, what we have in Mishneh Torah. So we have the Parsha, the original Parsha, then we have the Parsha of Amalek that we read, to be Yotzei Zecher, B'Timcha Zecher Amalek. But we also have the Zikorein. Zikorein is what is written in Sefer Shmuel. Then it says, write a Sefer. What's that Sefer? Doesn't exist yet. So obviously we have over here a Mokra to write another Sefer. And that's Mashkatuv B'Megillah.
Yeah, but all they did is mix, is just put together Shemos and Devorah.
But that's Zos. Zos HaTorah.
Zos is inclusive.
Zos is inclusive. And it's not only that, it's the same event. That's the point. It's not a different event. But that's the question, whether we look at the event or do we look at the Ksiva. Since there was something new that was added over here, Timcha Zecher HaMolek, so we're looking at the mitzvah that's the HaMolek, we're looking at the event that triggered the mitzvah. So the way they understood it now is that indeed there should be a new Sefer. The truth is that it's a machlokes ketanoi. Ktav zod mashekatuv kan zikaron mashekatuv b'mishnah Torah b'sefer mashekatuv b'neviim. So as Ellie's pointing out, there's really only three. I mean, so arbitrarily now, I mean, you could have done that in the first place. So clearly there was a basis for not doing that, and we understood that what we're looking at is the separate ktiva as a Mishneh Torah has a different ktiva. It's bechlal a very important. It's a very important nekuda that Mishneh Torah is not the normal zeis, is not really the Torah. That's why there's no vav. The beginning of Mishneh Torah doesn't begin with the Eilah Hadva. All the chumashim begin with a vav. Because the point is that Mishneh Torah is a different ksiva. It's Moshe Rabbeinu Sefer. So Mimela, you can't use it, include it as one ksiva, just because it's included in the Sefer Torah. Sorry? Shmuel. The story in Shmuel, where Shaul was given the mitzvah, it was the whole Maisa that actually led to Purim, as you know, correct? Because he messed that up, and who did he allow to remain alive? Sounds familiar. That's where Haman came from Agag. Right? So if he had killed Agag correctly, Haman would never have been born. It says that Agag impregnated this woman that night before Shmuel came to kill him, and that was the basis of Haman. So that he directly caused Haman. Who was his great granddaughter? Esther. Right? He says, go back to Kish. All right. So this whole story basically was set up at that point. Somebody has to fix up what happened at that moment. So Agag gives birth to Haman. Shaul gives birth to Esther. And now they've come together.
Okay.
We'll see. It's a big machlokas tonight. Rabbi Elazar Amodai, Omer? No. Ktav Zot includes, as we said earlier, Mashekatuv Kan, Uba Mishneh Torah. Anything written in Chamisha Chumshei Torah is one ksiv. That's Zot HaTorah. Zikaron, the Nevi'im can't be Mechadesh. So it's a Zikaron. B'Sefer, that's already a new concept of Sefer. Where does that come from? It must be that it's Meramis to Megillah. Now this has very important nafkaminas, because now it comes out, Aliba Rabbi Yoshua, there really is no Sefer Megillah. So what is that? Omer Rabbi Yoda Omer Shmuel, Esther Eina Matam Esayadai. Even though we have a takana that all of the Kisvei HaKodesh are metame yadayim for truma, this was a takana that was made in order to make sure that they wouldn't have truma being kept next to the kids. They used to keep the truma in a place where it was shomer, so they kept it with the Kisvei HaKodesh. So then rats would come to eat the truma and he would damage this forum. So they made a takana. Well.
I haven't had a chance to take out the machine yet.
Oh, I see. You didn't even put it away.
I put it away before I left.
Why? Because you figured you would need an excuse when you came back. That's the long range view. It's the same thing that we see here in the sugya. You need a long range view to have it. So. And we could put in another chip today, Richie.
Another chip?
Yeah. Yeah, this one seems to be wearing down.
Yeah.
So if it's not Matame Yadayim, Lefer, you're saying it's not part of Kisrei HaKadosh? Lememer, the Sofer, Shmuel, Esther, Lav, Baruch, HaKadosh, Nemra. So in other words, you're saying, this is quoting Shmuel, so you're saying that Esther is not really part of Tanakh. Wasn't said Baruch HaKadosh. It was Chazal, or Koveya, basically, the story, but it's not part of the Tanakh. But Shmuel himself, we'll see later on, he brought the raya, the biggest raya, that Esther was Namar Baruch HaKadosh. So if you hold Esther as Namar Baruch HaKadosh, why isn't the Matamis Yadayim? Says the Gemara, why are the two sugyas interrelated? I understand. If Esther's Namar Baruch HaKadosh, it could be that the story was set to us Baruch HaKadosh, but that doesn't mean you have a right to make it part of Tanakh, in the case of it. Ksiva is a different halacha. Teresh Ba'alpeh, you're not allowed to write. Because that's the rule. So the heter that we have of writing the Teresh Ba'alpeh is basically an Eis L'Asa, Eis L'Hashem. We're worried that the Torah will be forgotten, so we write it down. But for you to write something down, I mean, that by the way, was the whole point of Megillah's Tainus. Why do we call it a Megillah? Because nothing else was written down. So it's a Megillah, because these were the stories of all of the holidays. So they made it a Megillah. That's the point of a Megillah. So when we say Megillat Esther, it could be the same as Megillat Tanit. Megillat Tanit is a list of various halachas derabbanan, which obviously doesn't have any kedusha in Megillah's Tainus. The point is that in their days, it was the only Masech that it was written down. This only group of prices that was written down. So maybe that's the point of Megillah's Esther. That's what Shmuel says. Who's this? So it's written, Baruch HaKadosh. Meaning, the story as we have it, we can be Badaik and everything is true and so on. Baruch HaKadosh. But it's Nemar Likrot, Lo Nemar Likto. Who said that you can write it down? Maybe it's only that you can say it over. Now, Tosfos says the Mashmos, so that is, in other words, did you read it Baal Peh? So, how can you read it Baal Peh if the whole mission, we've got all these halachas later on. If Korah Al Peh, if you're Yetzir, not Yetzir, if you read it from a Megillah with mistakes, does it need seer to the rest? All of these didim, you're telling me that this is chilek on all of the Mishnayos later on, and nobody ever says a word about it. It's very hard to believe. It's like a completely different Purim. You're saying there's no such thing as Megillah's Esther. Don't take out a Megillah's Esther. Oh, yo, Chas v'Shalom, what are you doing over there? You're supposed to say it over Baal Peh. What do you mean you need a kosher Megillah? You can't have any Megillah. So how's that possible? The Ruach HaKodesh is that as we're telling you over the story, that's correct of the Ruach HaKodesh. But it doesn't mean you can write it down. It's Teresh Baal Peh. A lot of things were given over Baal Peh. Who's saying you can write it down? I don't have a right to write it down.
But I don't have another source.
And I went ahead and forgot it because of that.
I don't have another source for the
I don't have another source.
But here people lived it. They lived it.
So yeah, but how you perceive what you live is very much a function of each individual, not Baruch HaKadosh. Nobody knows what they're living. You need to have somebody that tells you what you lived. I mean, otherwise, God help us. You take a look, you get five witnesses to an accident. Everybody else tells you something totally different. There's a standard. I mean, they know this in doing research, researching accidents. Right? As many people as witness the accident, that's how many different versions you have. It's very, very difficult to try to reconstruct exactly what happens every day. You're going to tell me some people lived it so they have some idea what happened. They have absolutely zero idea.
Almost that. Ain't it not a dying that you have to hear him and then figure out which part is in, which is out.
Yeah, it's a different equation.
I mean, not just aloha, but I mean.
Yeah, but that's for different reasons.
Yeah. Maybe according to this sheet, that's the reason why you're reading it from the Ksav and everything is just because it's supposed to be in Igeris and everything.
Okay, so Tosfos argues, even though the Pashtus is that it means over to read it bichtav, it doesn't mean. It means that it wasn't given likatev, meaning it wasn't given to write down as part of the Kisvei HaKodesh, that they weren't told midiraisa that there's a mocker to add to the Kisvei HaKodesh. That's the pshat. But it's certainly midirabbanan, and they wrote it down. They wrote down Megillah's Tainus also. You can say the same thing about Megillah's Tainus. So it says Taisus, okay, but it's no comparison. Here they gave it a din of writing to read from. Megillas Tainus was stam. They weren't koveya how to write it. It has to be kosher ksav. None of that's part of the. So there's a durabonon to have a durabonon sefer. It's very interesting. According to the Shita, the way Taisus is understanding Rabbi Yoshua is the pshat that there's something midway between Tereshu B'Ksav and Tereshu B'Alpeh, in a sense. The Rabbonin can be koveya, a din of ksiva for Tereshu B'Ksav, Tereshu B'Alpeh. Even though normally there's not a ksiva on Tereshu B'Alpeh, even where we're matir ksiva. It doesn't have a din of ksav. It's just a notebook, nafkamina, whether it's written as an MP3 file, or it's written as an RTF file, or it's written with those old-fashioned things that make marks on wood product. It's all the same thing. This is no din ksiva. Ashenken, over here, they created a rabbonon ksiva. Brand new idea. So, okay, so it's anybody, it doesn't seem reasonable to say that actually Rabbi Yeshua literally held that there's no Megillas Esther at all, and that you're supposed to stand up there knowing it by memory and saying it over Baal Peh. Meisve. Rabbi Meir Omer Kohelet Eino Metameh Et HaYadayim U'machloket B'Shir HaShirim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, not on the contrary, Shir HaShirim is definitely Metameh Et HaYadayim. The machloket is B'Kohelet. And Rabbi Shimon Omer, that's actually Kohelet, is a machlokes. It's B'Kulot Beit Shammai U'michumrei Beit Hillel. Avol Rut, Shir HaShirim V'Ester, for sure Metameh Et HaYadayim. Oh, man. So now, so how exactly, if it's for sure Metameh Et HaYadayim, so how could Shmuel say that Esther ain't a Metameh Et HaYadayim? Now we really have a problem. Well, okay, before we thought it was just a question, Nemar Baruch HaKadosh, but here we see that the Tanoim says, Beferish over here, but Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yosef, everybody is made that Esther's Metameh Et HaYadayim. True, but Shmuel's holding like Rabbi, we just said Rabbi Yeshua, didn't Rabbi Yeshua say Esther was Bichlal, not allowed to write down his Kisvei HaKadosh? So all Shmuel is saying, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. If that's how we pask it, then Esther's not Metameh Et HaYadayim. But I'm afraid you have to listen to Rabbi Meir. He's obviously going to Rabbi Elazar HaMadoi. But I'm saying, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah, there's no din of Tumas HaYadayim. Maybe there's a din of the Rabbonin Ksiva, but the Rabbonin Ksiva is not Metameh Et HaYadayim. Tanya Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Koheles ain't a Metameh Et HaYadayim. Why not? Actually, Kohelet is not part of the Kisvei HaKadosh that were given over with Ruach HaKadosh. It was Shmuel. It was Shlomo HaMelech's personal insights about life, and he wrote them down. He says, well, I understand that that's all Shlomo HaMelech's insights were Sefer Kohelet's. V'chizot b'lvad amar. Halo kvar nemar v'idaber shloshet alafim mashal. Look, there were an awful lot of things that Shlomo HaMelech had been mechadesh. I mean, this is just like one small book. And even with the other two books, I mean, that's still nothing. It says he said 3,000 different mishalais. We have, what, three? I mean, how can you say that that's... There must be something special about this. Otherwise, what's miyache that we wrote this? It must be we wrote this because indeed it was divine, divinely inspired. So it should be part of the Kisvei HaKadosh. Furthermore, it also says, Al Tosef al Devarav. What is that furthermore? I'm saying, Maiva Omer, what did you just add by saying Al Tosef al Devarav? No, because you'll say like this, maybe you'll try to say it to me. Okay, Meimer Tuva Omer. There were a lot of things that he said, and they were all, indeed, they could have been written down. It was up to him to determine which things he held should be Kavua L'Dairais. But it's not because these are Ruach HaKadosh, these aren't Ruach HaKadosh, it's that there's no chiyuv necessarily to write down everything. Toshma al tosef al devorav. If it's telling you, beferish apostik, you can't add, let's dip shot, that what is written is different than everything else. And that it's not up to you to say, oh, you know what, I like that thought, let's put that aside also in a sefer. No such thing. Therefore, it must be that if these are miyuchid, so the ones that are written were written Baruch HaKadosh. The others, not. They're very choshev. Shlosh is alafim mashal, but I don't have a right to add it. So what are you telling me that chokhmos shel shloimei? So then why is it not like the other 3,000 that weren't written? Tanya, Rebbe Eliezer Omer Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemar, I'll prove to you that Esther must have been Baruch HaKadosh. Shenema vayomer haman bilibo. How can you say what Haman is saying in his heart? What, this is a literary license over here? Vayomer Haman Delibo, says who? Maybe actually Haman was terrified in his heart, or maybe Haman was thinking to himself, let's give it a try and see his reaction. Or, who knows? I mean, what do you think about Yomer Haman believe of? Rabbi Akiva Omer, I'll bring a raya. Esbrog, go to Shinamra. Shinamra, but Esther no seit chen beinei koroea. Everybody loved Esther. Everybody loved Esther. Exactly. I said, we have the electrodes implanted. Oh, everybody loved Esther. It's got to be that Baruch HaKadosh was given over, that's the Metzias. Rabbi Meir says, I'll bring you right. As to Baruch HaKadosh Demra, it says, Vayivada Hadavar LeMordechai. It was Vayivada Hadavar. And it became known. It became known. Very mysterious. I don't know. Now think about that. Obviously, secret whispers in his ear imply that Ruach HaKadosh was active. Okay, so it must be the rest of us. Rabbi Yossi ben Durmaski, so I'll bring you a better ride. Esther Baruch HaKadosh Nemra, Shinemar Uba Bizelo Shachuet Yadam. Because they didn't steal any money. Oh boy. We know they didn't take any money? How do we know they didn't take any money? What, you had videotapes of everybody who was fighting over there. So if you can write such a thing, then clearly there's got to be Ruach HaKadosh. Omar Shmuel says, Shmuel, let me tell you something. These guys are from previous generations. You know, I wasn't alive at that time, but I can tell you that if I would have been there, I would have said something much better than all their pshat. Mina milta da'adifa mikulo. It says, Kimu v'kiblu ha'yudim. Oh, what does that mean? Kimu v'kiblu ha'yudim. Kimu means, Kimu l'mala mashkiblu l'mata. And in the Shamayim, the Bezdin Shamala was Makabal the Takan of Purim. Now, who says? Nobody's got the chutzpah to write something like that, unless it's Baruch HaKadosh. So therefore, it must be Baruch HaKadosh.
I mean, how come words written just aren't words written and have basis unnecessarily untrue? We're stating these things as if they are vada.
That's only Lishitasa. However,
I'm asking a question. You can't nail me on that one. It's a simple question. Why can't we just say these?
I'm saying Lishitoska, that words don't matter. I understand, but if words matter,
I can say anything.
I don't have an answer to that. It comes from a different way of looking at the nature of words. Honestly, it's not shy of to say that they were koveya just words. We already saw that we're supposed to be medayik in them. That they can meet the shelter.
But how do we know? I mean, how can we then say that they're true? I mean, they're words. They're good words, but they're words. Sorry. Until we have a few of those that they're from Shemayim, they're just words written on paper.
Okay.
Isn't the king of the Kibbutz a Yehudim? Isn't that the answer to the passage a Yehudim?
Yeah, we're going to discuss this later on in the Masech. No, the Kimu. Kiblu a Yehudim, but who was the Kimu?
Oh, I see.
Has always been Medayim. Moshe Baruch's question is the tautological issue that we raised originally. We bring a raya that Esther is nitan li'dorish. Why? Because it says so. That's the question. That's exactly. I mean, you say it's nitan li'dorish. Kamita shel Torah, because you said it's kamita shel Torah. Who said it's kamita shel Torah? So you're assuming that we're going to take your words as a reality. Since you say it's kamita shel Torah, but first you didn't. If we don't know it's Kamita Shotera, then how do you know that when it says it's Nita Nevi Dorish, that it means it's Kamita Shotera? I mean, you're running around in circles.
That level of
no.
So they wouldn't have to just write things without them saying that's.
But it's a diuk. They didn't even write it.
Yeah, but who said
Divrei Shalom Ve'emet? That means you can darshan it like Divrei Torah. If the person is writing something that is meant to be darshan like Divrei Torah, so then that pasuk means that this can be darshan k'divrei Torah.
But
if the person... I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the... Listen!
Yeah.
We're talking about the basis of the right to be medayit. The Gemara asks earlier, how do I know I have a right to be medayit? Mikan shenitna lidarish. Where does it say nitna lidarish? Because it says shalom ve'emes. So shalom ve'emes, what does that mean, shalom ve'emes? Must mean kamita shel Torah. But that's only if shalom ve'emes is nitna lidarish. What are you going to say? That she wouldn't have the chutzpah to write Shalom Ve'emes? Come on, you wouldn't have the chutzpah to write Shalom Ve'emes? Every person who writes a letter can't say Shalom Ve'emes. So if you're writing Divrei Torah, then I know Shalom Ve'emes is meant contextually. in terms of reality, then in which case it must mean Divrei Torah. But if you're talking as a human being, that's what Meshach Baruch is asking. But say you're a human being, so then you're just talking.
Yeah, but I saw this in Amos Liakov that he says that this chat Ramesh Jewish inside even that part. Everybody has a level of chat Ramesh Jewish inside.
Fine.
When everyone's talking, they have.
I understand, but it's a chutzpah, right?
So this was enough of a deal that even if it wasn't the right tire, but if Chacham is saying this, so they're saying it in such a words that you could even die. Like you can be not medayik anybody's words.
I understand, but we want to know if you can be medayik if it's nitinli dorish in terms of Torah. You're saying it's in terms of ksuvah, like the Gemara says, be medayik and ksuvah, right? If you wrote an extra word, so then that extra word has to come to tell me an extra chiyuv. That's the whole machlokes and ksuvahs. So you're saying it's on that darga. So if it's on that darga, I need a riot. It's nitinli dorish divrei Torah then. But to tell me that it's nitinli dorish like Torah, you need a raya that is nitinli dorish ke Torah, not that it's nitinli dorish ke ksav bialma. Because this tautology is fundamental to the whole Masechta. We're just starting the sugya here about the Ruach HaKodesh. So Omar Rava lekulo itlu pircha levar midishmu delitli pircha. Interesting, says Rava. Shmuel's 100% right. Shmuel said, I would have said something better than all of them. And he's right. It was better than all of them. Because I have a kasha on each and every raya. The only one that stands up to scrutiny is Shmuel. Because let's go through them, right? Rav Eliezer says, how would we know what Haman was thinking in his heart? It's a svara. Lo havi inish dechoshev l'malka kavasi. I mean, there was no one else politically that was on that dark. So I mean, what would a person say when he knows that he's the second in command and the king asks him, the guy that the king wants to honor, and I said, obviously he's going to think it's himself. I mean, I don't have a right to use common sense. So that's what it means. So, furthermore, look at his response. What do you think? He's trying to be nice to somebody else. He's obviously trying to be good to himself. Rabbi Akiva, he says, how do we know that Esther was Motzeh Chen B'nei Kol Ro'eha? No electrodes. No, you don't need electrodes. Maybe that's like Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, if everybody was arguing and saying, oh, Esther is clearly Hungarian. So then it must be that, I mean, people don't like people that aren't from their own ethnic group. So it must be that if they recognized her as their own ethnic group, they must have felt that she's nice as hey. Otherwise, why are they claiming her? So we feel she's just like me. As far as Rabbi Meir, that how did Mordechai know? No, the man me like Rabbi Bar Abba. Rabbi Bar Abba says, Big Son and Seresh were Shnei Tarsim Hayu. And we'll see later on, nobody spoke that language. Except since Mordechai was member of Sanhedrin, Yeshiva Moshenis, he understood them and they thought nobody could understand them. Rabbi Yosef ben Durmaskis, how do you know that they didn't fake the bizarre? What do you mean? They sent video cameras. Dilma Pristik each other. They wanted to prove to Achashverosh that the Jews, I mean, they knew what was going to be said afterwards. Every house that the Jews entered, they took all the money instead of sending it to the kingdom's treasury. So they sent her on video cameras. Otherwise, how are they going to prove that the Jews are Chafim Mipesha? Pristik had a policeman. The same lotion we had before by the Megillas Tainus and the policemen that prevent Roshea ben Elah with the rubber. The Shmuel, Shmuel already not there. Let's like Pircha. That's a tremendous riot. Am Ravina. I knew the Amrin Shep. That's what people say. Tava chara papata charifta bimolik tzanedekari. One good sharp pepper is better than a barrel full of pumpkin. What? Here we have all these beautiful pumpkins. That we've only got one thing that stood up to scrutiny. Lamaisa, of course, this is Meramez Bechlal to all of the Inyanim of Purim. This is Pilpul versus Kro. So that's the whole issue of Nitan Nekosev. Kari, of course, is the central point of the whole Megillah. Is Kari Yarok, Yirakrok, Esaisa, Layodimaita Yakar. We're talking about Purim over here, but fine, on a simple level. All he's saying, a sharp pepper like Shmuel is better than all the big things that you have from the previous generations. Rav Yosef said, and another writes, V'imeya Purim ha'ela lo yavru mitoch ha'yudim. How do you know lo yavru mitoch ha'yudim? Well, you know the future. So, must be that we're set up Yiruach HaKadosh. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, Me'och of Zichram lo yasuv mizaram. Because maybe the pshat lo yavru mitoch ha'yudim means of that door. So they could sense the level of commitment. Maybe that's all it meant. We're going to say mizaram. I mean, that's already, you know what's going to be in 1,000 years, that they're still going to keep Purim. Very unlikely, unless we know. Very unlikely. Umatanot le'evyonim. Tani Rav Yosef. Umatanot, let's take a look at the difference of the language. Mishloach manot ish l'reyeyim. Shtei manot le'ishachat. But matanot le'evyonim, because if you have two manot, it says mishloach manot. And it talks to Yochi, a man to his friend. That means to one friend, manot. On the other hand, with the evyonim, it talks about Lashon Rabbi. Matanot le'evyonim, one matana for each evyonim. You need to send two matanot to evyonim. So shtei matanot, shnei b'nei adam. Rav Yehuda Nasiya once sent to Rav Hoshaya, at madigla tilsa, he sent him a side of a third-born egel, the garba de chamra, and a barrel of wine. Sholach lei, so he sent back to him, kiyamta bon rabenu bishloach manot ish l'reyeu. You were just mekayim bishloach manot. What's the chiddush? A lot of different yourselves over here. Some learned that the goof of the chiddush is you were mekayim even though yayin is shtia. This is what the prichodesh actually brings. That your yotze was shtia. Like this, you would think manot means davka to eat. Kamashblan, your yotze was shtia also. And that's what he's bringing. Others have a girsa in which it says, it leaves out the story of the whole side. And he was saying to him, some even have with this girsa, but they learned, we've shown him learned it. Boy, what a cheapo shalach manas. I guess you thought you'd bring Makayim Matanis Levianim. It's really nasty. I mean, it sounds like a really nice shalach manas. Certainly the girsa that we have over here, I mean, a barrel of wine. So they have a girsa in which he sent him back three barrels of wine with a whole eagle to show him what a good shalach manas is. Okay. A different way of learning it.
It's interesting, they're not Madaya from here that it's to one person, but he was Because the question was whether they have to send...
Oh, for Matanis
Lev Yonim? Yeah.
For the Matanis Lev Yonim?
Right.
No, then we understand he was kidding around. Rashi actually doesn't even have the girsa of Matanis Lev Yonim. Because according to Rashi, the point is that he's coming to tell me Mishloach Manas from Mekayim. So the Gra takes that out, because the story as we have it doesn't make sense. He wasn't talking about Matanis Lev
Yonim. No, I'm talking about the fact that he sent it only to one person.
No, there was no machlokas about that.
No machlokas, but it's deep.
Yeah, but why would we need a maisa to prove Matanis Levyanim? I mean Mishloach Manas. Rabba Shadale Lamari Barmar Biyad Abaye. Now Rabba sent, using Abaye as a shliach, to Mori Barmar, Mole Taska de Kaspa, Umole Kasa Kim Chadav Shuna. So he sent him over here a basket full of dates, and he sent him also now a package of this really good kemach that was made out of puffed wheat, so it was very sweet, and ground, very geschmack. So Amalei Abaye said, "Oh boy, I know what he's going to say when I get to Mori's house. He's going to be thinking, Ashtar Mori, you know, Ichakla Malkalav. It's the same. If a farmer becomes a king, Dikula Mitzavore Lo Nochis. He never takes the basket off from around his neck." Meaning he still thinks in the old concepts. This is a shalach manas. So when Rabbi used to be a farmer, basically, before he became the Rosh Yeshiva, he became rich, and so on. So this is what he could afford. He's still giving these lousy shalach manas. I mean, this is very inappropriate. Anyway, so Mori Barmar gets this. So he sends back to Rava molei tasket zangabila, a basket full of ginger, umolei kaset etul palta aricha, and long peppers. So Abaye says, oh boy, what's that going to happen? If I bring this back to Rav, he's going to say that Ana Shadr Lechulia, at least I sent him something sweet. What's he trying to tell me? You Shadr Lechulpe, he's sending me all of these sharp things. I can't even eat them. So, I mean, the Mefarshim bring that these are Muramis to various halachas. So here you can't even eat it if they had, but you don't eat it as a tavlin. If it's a tavlin, you're not yotze. It has to be a mona that you can eat the thing itself. He said, no, half a peak and you would be yotze. Or Rav is teaching you that you could afford more. There's no, you don't need to give according to your abilities to be yotze. You yotze with this, it's fine.
Sounds a good idea.
It's interesting in California. Everybody used to outdo each other in redoing these shalom ones. Omer Abaye. Omer Abaye. Kinafki mi beimar. You know, I went to bring the shalom ones. He sat me down to eat. I can tell you, when I left Rava's house, I could have sworn that I couldn't eat anything else. I was full. Wow, I had a great soda. Avi Savana. I come to deliver the shalach manas. He sits me down. All right, I figured I'll be polite. So Kariva was sheeting side the sheeting money kader. What did they do? 60 different courses of 60 different types of stews. The achlebu sheeting pluge. I had 60 portions, and I'll tell you the last one. Bishula batrait. Oh my God! I think garlic slike dar. They call that stuff slike dar. They make it on a pan, and they don't put in any water. It just stews in its own juice. Slow stew. Oh God, boy, let me get tzabas. I was going to swallow the plate after it. And you know, Amar Abaye, Ani Damar Yitzchak, the people say, Kafin Aniya V'lo Yada, the poor man, he's starved. He just doesn't know he's starved. So I thought I was full. Richie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Uh-oh, he can't even run the loop of the last one. Oh my God.
Deeper than Yom Nom.
Ooh, yeah. Num num. He's num num, all right. Inami, or the other way of looking at it, is maybe it's not that you don't know, it might be revocha lebesima shchiyah, which means there's always room for jello. So, in other words, okay, you had your main su'udah, but a little dessert, you know, there's always room for a little dessert. So 60 courses, like the people that eat at the chasanas, you know, all of a sudden they bring out the Viennese table and it's like, oh, board of locusts? How do you even? It's unbelievable. How could you possibly eat another thing? I'm going to tell you, there's actually Achrayim that bring a raya from here that a Viennese table is not called Achila Gas. Seriously. It says, you see, it's a bizoyan about Achila Gas, no? There's always room for something extra, a little sweet dessert. Abaye Baravim, Reb Chanina Baravim, Machlafei Suda Tayu Baladari. Of course, the best way to do it, you want to be yotze now, and if you don't want it to cost you anything, if you switch, one year you eat by him, one year you eat by him. That's great. Omar Ravam Bakhaili Inchil Visumi Bapuri Adalo Yada bin Arahom and Lavarak Mordechai. Oh boy, this Gemara. So a person is supposed to get so high that he doesn't know the difference between Arahom and Baruch Mordechai. Now Rabba and Reb Zeira made a Siddur Purim together. And boy did they get high. So Rabba figured, we're learning Chulin. Shachti Reb Zeira, he shechts Reb Zeira. He says, I want to show you how you do a shechita. And he forgot that if he shechts him, he won't be able to see the shechita. So he shechts Reb Zeira. Anyway, the next morning he wakes up, poor Reb Zeira, his chavrus is dead. Oy, oy, oy. So boy, rachmi v'achri, that's amazing. So it's mispowel. Reb Zeira should come back to life. So next year he says, so it's time for us to this Purim, huh? They say Marvinavi to this Purim, how they have done. Reb Zeira says to him, "Lo bechol shaita v'shaita mizrachish nisa. I'm coming to you to rely on miracles every year. Once was enough. Omar Rava, so that Purim shachla b'layla lo yotzi yedechovas. If you eat this of this Purim at night, you're not yotzi. My timer, you may mishtev v'simcha k'tiv. The whole thing is dependent on the day, and it happened to Rav Ashi was by Rav Kahana's shir. Naga is getting late and late. Lo as rabbanu, nobody shows up to shir. Khan is pretty upset. Omar le, my time of the Lotz Rabbonin. Where the heck is everybody? Omar le, Rav Ash said to him, maybe they're having a long Siddur Purim. They couldn't make it to Shir today. Dilma Trini for Siddur Purim. Omar le, what do you mean? At the Mashir for Siddur Purim. They couldn't have the Siddur last night. Lo havi efshel mechle biurta. Omar le, Rav Ash said to him, Lo shmiel le lamar hodi omar Rava. You never heard what Rava was medayik. That Siddur Purim shakal b'layla lo yatzi dekav dosei. Ooh, I'm like, you're kidding. Rav said that? He said, yep, he said it. Tanimine arboin zimnim. So he learned to said it over 40 times. I'm sure he was going to forget it. Richie, this is like we, you know.
40 times.
40 times. V'domilekim on the manach b'kise, until it was like in his pocket. Some say it was in his pocket to fall out. Like other things in your pocket. But others in his pocket. That at least you can rely on it after 40 times. You're not going to forget it so quickly. All right, I thought we'd catch up. We're still... Koros, I'm a gilabad arishan, I say, abrashan, a kernis, abad asheni. Ein zeinad arishan, abad asheni. Ela kriyat, I'm a gilabad, matanat lev yonim. Holayim, seder parjah, zeves and shavim, moni mas nisim. Lord, I'm a kama, vor, vilo, yezer, vilo, yezer, vilo, vishem, gamliyot. The Tanya. Koruta Megillah Bala Rishon Nisabra Shana Kamin Tabala Shani Shikom Mitzvot Shana Agot Pishani No Agot Pishon Chutz Mikra Megillah, not a word about Matanot Lev Yonim Rebbe Loz Rebbe Yez Yomrein Kamin Tabala Shani Shikom Mitzvot Shana Agot Pishani No Agot Pishon. So it's the opposite. Rebbe Shimon Only Olam Rebbe Shimon Rebbe Yossi Af Kamin Tabala Shani Shikom Mitzvot Shana Agot Pishani Ein No Agot Pishon. Vishov Mi Besh Vatanish Asur Mizav Zav. Wait a minute. So Rebbe Shimon Gamliel saying the same thing as Tanakama. Omer Papa, no, Seder Parshas, he could be Nayat. Tanakama Sava, Lechatchila B'Sheni, but Yavid B'Rishon Ovid, the only one that not is Mikra Megillah. The Avagat to call B'Rishon Korah B'Sheni. Whereas Rebbe Lez, Rebbe Yossi Yosom, on the contrary, everything was supposed to be done. If you don't think of Megillah, Lechatchila should be done B'Rishon. Rebbe Shimon Gamliel holds Seder Parshas also, he called B'Rishon Korah B'Sheni. So now, who's the Mishnah? Itanakama Kashmat Tanis Lavioni. Irab Elezer Rabbi Yossi. Even Mikra Megillah is the opposite. Irab Shemem Amlio. At least the Deek about Seder Parshias. The Yalam could easily be Tanakama. Mikra Megillah includes Matanot Lavioni. Go about Talia. Vibaitan Yalam Rishonim Amlioli. Masnis and Chisurim Mechasra. Vachi Katani. Ein Arbasa Shabadar Rishon Arbasa Shabadar Sheni. Ela Mikra Megillah Matanois. But Esped Vatainis. They're the same. As far as Seder HaParshas, it has nothing to do with Purim. It has to do with the whole month. We're not talking about that. Lomayim. Om Reb Chiya Bar Ravin, Om Reb Yochanan, Hilchatak Reb Shimon Gamliel, She'omar Mishum Reb Yossi. Om Reb Yochanan, the truth is the two shittas in Reb Yossi over here. Yishneim Mikra Echadosh. Bechol Shana V'Shana, Reb Elaz Reb Yossi Sova, Bechol Shana V'Shana, Bechol Shana V'Shana, Adar Samoch, V'Shvat, Bechol Adar Samoch, V'Shvat. Shemuel Gamliel Sova, Bechol Shana V'Shana, Ma kol shana v'shana adar samach l'nisan, afkan adar samach l'nisan. Okay, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi makes sense. I mean, ain't my beer in all the mitzvahs. Why did Rebbe Shimon Gamliel say it's more reasonable to say it's adar samach l'nisan? Rebbe Tavi, time of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel is because nisma gula l'gula is adif. Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Elazar, time of Rebbe Shimon Gamliel miocha. Dechtiv l'kayem et egeret apurim azot ha-shenit. V'yitzich l'michtav ha-shenit, v'yitzich l'michtav b'chol shana v'shana. The imi b'koshen ha-mishana ha-mina tikushen. The mashman ha-shenit, on the other hand. Yashmana ha-shenit, I would have thought that means b'tchila b'rishon u-b'shenit. The mashman, no, it's like every year. Rebbe Lez, Rebbe Yossi, I ha-shenit, my Ovid, like since he holds it's not the shenit, it's only the rishon. Mi boy leh, the rishon b'ayu, the dar rishon b'ayu, the b'tchila, they were only kaveh ha-purim b'shushan. The v'sof b'chol ha-olam kulo. Om rishon b'ayu, shalcha lahem ester l'chachamim. Kivoni l'dorot. Shalchula kinat mareret alein alveno olmot. How can we do that? Shachalam kfak tuvani al divrei yom in malchim madaya paras. Rav, Rav Chanina, Rav Yochan, Rav Chaviva, Masu, Rav Bekulu, Sinu, Molik, Yoki, Haizuka, Chiluf, Rav Yochan, Amayu, Rav Yonatan. Shalchula em ester lachachamim. Kitvuli l'dorot. Shalchula alo katavti lach shalishim, shalishim, alo reveim. Ad shematzula mikra katuv batorah. Ktav zot zikaram besefer, ktav zot. Is what's written Khan in the Mishnah Torah. Zikaron is Masha Katub b'Neviim, and Basefer is Masha Katub b'Megillah. Actually, it's Rachel Stanoim, the two approaches. Ktav Zot is Masha Katub Khan. Zikaron is Masha Katub b'Mishnah Torah. Basefer I keep saying Ketav, the right word is Ketov. Mashakat Rabbi Nevin, Vibra Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lozer Amodai Yomer, Ketov Zod, Mashakat Rabbi Kahn, Ubi Mishter, Zikar, Mashakat Rabbi Nevin, Vasef, Mashakat Rabbi Nevin. Omer Rabbi Nomer Shmuel, Esther, Eina Metamata Yadai. Well, the members of Shmuel, Aslav, Bruch, HaKadosh Nemra. I thought Shmuel had the best shot in bringing a right Esther with Bruch, HaKadosh Nemra. Nemra. Nemra Likrot. Well, Nemra Likhtov. Mesa. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kehelet, Eina Metamit Yadai, Machloket, Bishir HaShirim. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Shir HaShirim, Metamit Yadai, Yadai, Machloket, Bikohelet. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Kehelet, Mikula, Bikcham, Yichum, Nekelo. Avol Rut, Shir HaShirim, Esther, for sure, Metamit Yadai. Shmuel was holding like Rabbi Yeshua. Tani Rabbi Shimon Menasseh, Emer Kohelet, Eina Metamit Yadai, Yim, Mipnei Shechok, Matosh Shlomo. Omer, what do you mean, Chok, Matosh Shlomo? Zolu levav chakvatosh shalmo. Alo kva nemar vaydaber shloshet alafim mashal. Furthermore, it says al tosef al devarav. What's that mean? My v'omer. Chitem no mimer tuva be'omer. It's up to you. Ibo yichtev, ibo lo yichtev. There's no essential difference between any of them. Tashma, there's an essential difference. Al tosef al devarav. What's the essential difference? Some are beruach hakadosh and some aren't. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Esther, Baruch HaKadosh Nemra, Shneemar, Vayomer, Haman, Bilibo. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Esther, Baruch HaKadosh Nemra, Shemati, Esther, Nasei, Tchein, Bnei, Koroya. Rabbi Meir, Omer, Esther, Baruch HaKadosh Nemra, Shneemar, Vayibada, Lavar, Lamordechai. Rabbi Yossi, Ben Dormaskis, Omer, Esther, Baruch HaKadosh Nemra, Shneemar, Uva, Biza, Lo Shachot, Yadam, Lo Shachot, Yadam. Omer, Shmuel, I, Abay, Atam, Ava, Mina, Milta, Da, Adifa, Nikulo. Shemakimu v'kiblu, kimu l'malo mashkiblu l'mat. Omar Rava, l'kulu idlu pircha l'var min ishmu, l'lote pircha. Rebbe Eliezer, no, smar, l'var min ishko shumal kakabose. And obviously he keeps talking. I mean, he can mafi shtuva. He's saying all of those things, believing that he's going to get them. So it's a day to the nafshi comment. To Rebbe Akiva, maybe like Rebbe Lozer, l'malam shkalecha v'yacha, mid matalo, ku umato. It's interesting that that was the riot, my fair lady. That they had succeeded. That she was Hungarian, right? That's the point. So, yeah, clearly, everybody, she's brilliant. Because it must be Mumato. Well, the Rabbi Yosef ben Dormaskis, the Mopristiki Shogun. The Shmuel, ah, Vadilatsi Pircha. Om Ravina Haina Damra Yinche, Taba Kada Papataka Rifta, Mimolit Sami Vikari. Rabbi Yosef ben Yochav, Yimea Purim, Ela Lo Yam Rumitoka Yudim. Again, according to Rashi's gears, it doesn't say matanot levyonim. According to the other gears, saw it. He was being marabis, and it's a lousy gift. It was more matonis lavyonim. Boy, they knew how to eat in those days. Let me tell you, the garb of the camera. Rabbi Shonelay Lamari Barmar Bidei Abaye Mola Taske de Kaspa Umolei Katsa Kimcha Davshuna Umolei Abaye Ashtar Mamori Yichakla Amalkala Abi Dikulam Itzavar Elo Nochit Hoda Shonelay Iu Molei Taske de Zangabila Umolei Katsa de Bapal Taricha Om Rabbi Ashtar Mamar Ana Shonelay Chulya Yusharali Khorfa. Omrabeki not be bema Avi Savana. But ki matai lahatam privil shit inside the shit minikidera. The akle bushiti pulugi. Ubishula batrait that was so delicious. It was called sneaky daru boila mikasavas. Omrabai Hanidamrain Shikorfin Ania Veloyoda. Inami revokal of the Simashriva. Abaya Barovin Rapanina Barovin Mikla Fesuda Tayulahadodi. Ravashi Aviyatif Kamir of Kana Naga Vilohat Rabbanan. Omalei my time Vilohat Rabbanan. Omalei Dimitri Bissidus Purim. Omalei Vilohat Yashu Mechla Biurta. Omalei Viloshmila Yumar. Odi Omar Rabbi Sudat Purim Shaklava Laila. Loyat Ayudei Chovato. Omalei Omar Rabbi Ochi. Omalei Yep. Tonemini Arboim Zimnin, and the Domilei the Manach Bekis, the Manach Bekis.